Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hey guys.
So good.
Happy season 3.
What a good
intro.
Yeah. You're probably wondering.
Who is it? I think he goes by Maddox.
Maddox Batson, everybody.
Yeah, give it up. What's it called?
A Tears in the Ballin' River? 14-year-old from Chelsea, Alabama.
Shout out.
And yes, my little southern twang's coming out because he's a little country star and he's so, so cute. Oh my gosh, he's so good. Yeah, he's check him out on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is incredibly talented.
Yes.
And he released a song on the 15th. Called Tears in the River.
Yes.
So good.
We have an applause thing on here. Let me see if I can find it.
You got this.
I found the applause.
This is for Maddox. Maddox, if you're watching, if you're listening, we quite literally are
your
biggest
fans. You have three fans. Literally.
Right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Besides your parents. Like, come on now. Yeah. So we've been listening to that song it's been out a week.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
A week or so. Yeah.
I know all the lyrics.
I don't yet, but
I'm gonna learn the guitar just so I could cover it.
We literally were listening to it earlier today, and she goes, "If I knew how to play the guitar, I'd definitely cover this song."
Yeah, real clocked.
Well, I think I literally told you I'm gonna get my dad to play it so that way I can cover it.
Amazing. Yeah. So welcome back to the Are You Good podcast. Uh-huh. If we didn't introduce ourselves, this is a special guest, Mary Gates Dash. Uh-huh. Mary freaking Gates.
Woo!
Yeah, she's visiting us. It's not even me anymore, it's us. She's visiting us.
Yeah.
And we filmed an episode, but whatever. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We like to double film because we like to get ish done.
Content.
It's all about content. And we feel like we have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. And we hope you like to hear it because even if not, we're going to say it anyway.
Yeah, we don't really give a rip.
Turn it off. We don't care.
Yeah. Did we say this one's going to be posted first? I don't even remember.
No, but it's not going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Time flies when tears are in the river.
That's right.
That
was good. That was good.
That was really good.
Shout out.
Yeah.
We talked about the other episode that we filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like who you are and your favorite thing to do and your practice and your craft.
Mm-hmm.
Being all things creative.
Yeah.
Like photo, video, graphic design.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you do? Like, is that just like sum it up, those three?
Yeah. I'm a musician at heart, believe it or not. Totally unrelated.
What did I say before we...
Yes. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, she was over there tickling the ivories a little bit. And I was like, oh, another thing? Okay.
Another thing she's going
on. My dad is the best piano player I've ever met in my entire life.
Wow.
He's so good. So we grew up in a very musical family. Mm-hmm. My brother and I play. He's the worship leader at a church in Auburn. And I used to lead worship at a church in Troy, but I'm actually classically trained. I play flamenco guitar.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't even know, but
it's like Spanish classical fast guitar. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's my first love, but right now.
All things creative.
All things creative.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So which kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, so like whenever you do stuff for your work, I have to burp. I can feel it.
We'll rate it when you're done.
I don't think it's going to come out. I'll keep it in there. Keep it tamed. Whenever you're doing stuff for your work, and will you do your own audio? Like if you have to use audio, will you make your own?
Yeah.
Or will you pull from other things too? Like what do
usually
you like
music
prefer
and
to do?
Stuff I'll pull. Mm-hmm. I have in the past made audio. It's been really cool. I actually got to work on a creative team with my brother for a while.
Yes.
And so he actually made the music for my videos for some time. And that was really cool to be able to, because when I have a vision, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's a whole vision. So, right. like, it's hard to find music that fits within that vision, if that
I
makes
get
sense.
It. Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it myself, but I'm not a music producer by any means. So to have somebody to tell, like, I want this to build here, I want this to come in here, I want this to come in here, and this,
and
it's
like
really, really cool.
Whip it up.
Yeah. But I will say, when I said it kind of goes hand in hand, what I enjoy most, I remember you asked in the last episode, what I enjoy most is photography.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of photography I enjoy most is shooting events, artists, music videos, all that kind of stuff. Mm. So,
wow. Yeah. Cool. That's incredible. Yeah. What's your favorite thing to film and shoot?
Yeah.
Are You Good podcast.
Oh,
real. Good, good, good. Yeah, same.
I also really like to make crusty Snapchat videos and save them and never post them. But
and look back on the memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I keep them from my archive.
We talked about social media last time, too. I actually have not had Snapchat since my sophomore year of college.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have Snapchat up in... I deleted it in August, I think, of 2022. And then I just got it back when we were on vacation in August. Mm-hmm. So it was gone for about a year.
What do you guys like about Snapchat?
The memories.
Uh-huh.
I think. Because I have memories from 7 years ago that pop up.
That's fun.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I kind of like, yeah, like, I don't really post. Like, I don't make, like, snaps. But just, like, saving them and then, like, I'll be like, oh, on this day, 5 years ago. I'm like, whoa.
I actually, like, Snapchat was the reason why I rekindled my friendship with my neighbors. Mm. Was because her memories would pop up.
That's awesome.
And then, like, one day, like, I think either she or I sent it to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we had gotten together and just, like, talked about everything that happened because we were, like, best friends. And then we had a falling out. So it's, like, kind of, like, I don't know, kind of holds a special place in my heart now.
That's cool.
Yeah. But other than that, like, I couldn't care less about, like, a Snapchat.
When I was off Instagram, it was kind of nice, like.
Yeah, how are you doing? Because the last episode we talked about how Mary Gates doesn't have her Instagram. I don't have Instagram.
I got back on when my grandpa died because I had like people that were on my Instagram that's like kind of how we like talked and how they knew about it.
Yeah.
I haven't made a post or anything. Like I've done like a few stories, but I'm more just like
watching. Yeah.
Like all the time I'm like, all right, I'm going to delete it again but then I don't delete it because I like to like our post on Are You Good?
Right.
So we get some numbers.
The only other Instagram that I have is there's three followers on it, and I follow just like YouTubers that I want to keep up with. And then I made it I think last summer to like when I was really into Instagram, like I would post my feed on it and then post whatever photo I wanted to post to see what it would look like. But then I started using it just like post photos. You follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally I don't have it to like look at people. I don't care about seeing other people's life because it's just like I compare myself too much. But I just love the idea of just like posting photos and it being on like a little collage of something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I use it for. But that's literally like, kid you not, that's it. And I don't even count it as an Instagram because I follow maybe 12 people, you. And the other ones are like influencers that I watch on YouTube. That's it. And it's been great because I'm just like, oh, they're so cool. I like seeing what they're doing.
Right.
But that's about it.
Yeah, I think, like, for me, the thing that I hate, and I don't even know why, like, I do it because, like, I feel like I have to watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or else I'm, like, missing out. So, like, if there's, like, if I have, I don't know, I follow, like, 300 people. If there's 200 stories, here I am. I mean, and then I'm just like.
I feel like it's minimized my FOMO.
Yeah.
Because I'm not seeing what people are doing.
Yeah. And it's cooler. I had this thought the other day, even with you, especially like when I got into the airport and she picked me up, I was like, oh my God, we have so much to catch up on.
Yes.
Because we have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, and we would have known a lot of stuff like off of Instagram. And that's when it like really hit me, like not having social media, it made it so much more meaningful.
Yeah. Whenever I have social media and I'm seeing people that I haven't talked to in a while, I feel like I don't have a reason to reach out.
Yeah.
Because I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
I can't be like, hey, what are you doing?
I'll say another thing too. Since I got off, and I'm back on now, but whatever, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
I found out like really who my friends are. Like
when you're off Instagram?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I guess we were only online friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
So
phone friends are real these days.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
So like now I feel like the people that text me, call me.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that
care.
That care.
That like want you, that notice that you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling to have knowing that like, oh shoot, they remember me. Like they care enough to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I mean like anybody can like a photo.
Yeah.
Right.
How mindless it is.
Right.
Yeah. Even this is going to be so bad, but I'm going to say it. The person that runs my page, like she sent me a screenshot the other day because I posted a story. Oh, it was when I got here. It was in the airport. I posted a story in the airport and she sent it to me and like over 20 people like commented on it in my stories. And it was like people that I would never hear
What was
from
the photo? Did it say you were in Ohio?
I don't remember if it was in the airport or if it was the night before. I made her post a video of me sniffing Olbis. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like an oil that like opens up your sinuses. Mm-hmm. I was sick when I got here first week, and my allergies were the chain. It was horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I posted that video, and like one person, they're never going to watch this, but whatever. They were like, oh my gosh, I hope you feel better soon.
How are you, Miss?
Somebody
you?
That I have not heard from in the past 6 months, and you understand that time frame. So
yes.
It was like, really?
Ridiculous. Like what no do you want to know? Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to know?
And so yeah. It was even like, when I saw that, I was like, Instagram does not matter. Like, holy cow.
You know how many problems that I have, that I used to think that I had because of Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah.
Delete exactly. the app and my problems are gone.
Exactly.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she sent me. She sent me just like the notification center. So like I saw the people that responded. I didn't actually see what they responded, and I didn't even ask because I didn't even care. I was like, I don't care what they said, because those are all people that wouldn't actually reach out to me. They're just reaching out because they scrolled past it.
Yeah, it's just a cop out because it's there. Mm-hmm. It's let me just slide up a text and then goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't. It
takes a few more steps to go and put the name in on your messages and then actually text them and then actually go beyond that and hang out.
Have a conversation.
Or go beyond that and fly to Ohio,
Shout out. That's what real friends are for.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the next point. So a while ago we talked about
transition queen.
I know.
Wow.
That's me.
Amazing.
That's me.
I'm really proud.
Thanks.
This is amazing. Shout out.
So one episode we talked about doing things afraid.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Guys, I don't have an armrest, so I keep getting on Sydney's and I'm like pushing her chair.
I don't care if I spin.
Okay.
Friends are here to help.
Continue. Yes. So we had an episode about doing things afraid and, trying things, which, you coming to Ohio, you said yes. You said yes to having a guest. So we want to talk about saying yes to things and what happens when you kind of step out of that comfort zone, because, Sydney and I talk about our anxiety all the time and how there's a lot of things that we miss out on because we say no. So I think you have the best comeback story.
Yeah,
comeback
queen.
So, circling
back
to the beginning.
I ain't come back all the way yet.
But you've come back.
but you're on your way.
Yeah.
So,
Do you want to I don't know how to. We kind of just flying by the seat of our pants here. Do you want to just do a brief overview of where you're at in life? Just you're feeling.
Yeah. I'll give you more than that. I'll give you a brief overview of the past year or two.
Yeah.
Do it.
So long story short, I've just had a lot of things hit me at once.
The worst.
Yeah, I got engaged in February of last year, called off the wedding. Sorry, I don't even remember when. May or June, possibly. And then I played a really, really big role in motion conference at Highlands. So I was leading motion conference right after calling off the wedding. Wedding was supposed to be in August. So I hit the ground running as soon as I called the wedding off. Not only running the creative team for motion conference, but also canceling a wedding that was already completely planned.
Yeah.
So went through that. August hit, went to Disney World, shout out, during my wedding week, what was supposed to be. And then after that, I actually left the church that I was at for 4 years, which was
a big, big change.
Big, huge change. Yeah. Never thought that that would happen. Wanted it to for a very, very long time, but it took some nudging to get me out. I was never going to make the decision on my own, so I'm actually really glad the way that it happened.
It's a hard decision to make.
Yeah, for sure. And then after that, I actually left my host home, who I considered family, for 2 years.
Also a hard decision. Hard
very,
change.
Very, very hard. Big, big, big change. And then lost my best friend of several years. Best friend and roommate. And so it was all these things, one after the other, since last February. And now we're in March, and it's oh my gosh, literally a full calendar year from February to February, and now we're in March, and y'all said it, come up, all these things, God is just opening so many doors. And last episode I talked about this conference that I went to. It was Zoe Conference in Alabama. No,
right.
My butt.
In LA.
Zoe Conference in LA, baby. Yeah. And Chad Veach at a pastor's lunch was actually talking about how obviously we do not serve a God of chaos. That is not who he is.
Yeah.
He's not the God of chaos. He organizes so that he can prepare. And when he said that, I was like, I've looked at my life and I've seen this past year as God taking away, which he does. I think we have to really, really understand and see that there's a difference between God's kindness and his goodness. when he's kind, he gives us things that we don't deserve. He gives me friendships that I don't need, but that I want, that he knows that I want. Mm. But when he's good, he takes away because he knows we don't need it. So yes, he takes away, but I don't preach, right?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Wow. And so I was looking at this past year as like, God, why are you still taking away? Like, why are you doing this? And obviously I think a lot of it is the enemy stripping things out from underneath me just to, you know, try and knock me off my feet, which has happened my whole life. And people have always said that I get back up, and that's what I'm always going to do. But the only way I can is with God. And so it was actually hard. Talked about this a little bit the last episode. In January, I almost didn't get back up, and it was incredibly difficult. But it wasn't until that conference that I invited God in on that of, I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm angry. I feel like everything's been taken away from me, but you're right here with me through it all. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know. There's no follow-up for that. You said that was January.
Yeah. The conference was February, so that's kind of when things shifted. But then it's really cool, like I said, because I actually got engaged again. So sorry if this is wrong, Shoddy, if you're watching this. I think February 5th. And so February, holy crap. I think Zoe conference was that week, February 5th.
Wow.
No shot.
Intentional.
Sorry,
God.
Guys. Hold on.
No, you're fine. Was it?
I think it was right around that time. First, second, third. We were there. So we were there that first week of February.
Oh, wow. Redeeming. Cool.
Redeeming. Yeah. I don't even know if it was the 5th. It might have been the 3rd, actually, now that I'm looking at it. Either way, regardless. Sorry, guys.
Same month. Close enough.
Same week, practically.
Incredibly
basically.
Close.
Yeah. I think it was the 3rd, regardless. Sorry, that's so bad.
No, it's okay.
So it was, that was kind of when this all started happening. And then I even had somebody prophesy over me in the month of February. And then we're in now almost the second week of March, beginning of March. Oh my gosh, like the things that God has been putting in my life is stuff that I'm like, that I've dreamt of and that I never thought would happen ever.
Really?
And it's just, it's really, really cool.
That's really awesome.
Rewarding.
Yeah. Stuff that's been like, you said, back to the original topic of like stuff that I've had to think about saying yes to, because it's like the flashy, like exciting stuff that's like, oh, hell yes. Of course I want to say yes. Heck yes. Of course I want to say yes to that. Like, obviously.
Hell yes. It's okay. You can say it.
Yeah, but we can talk about that more. So, yeah, it's been a lot of really, really cool things.
Do you think, I don't know how I'm going to word this, but I know that like the church specifically talks about like when you're down or like you have a moment with God and you like, it's like, they're like talking about like in that moment, everything changes. When you got out of that moment of inviting God in, do you feel like when you walked out of that, you instantly felt something change, or did it still take a lot of faith for you to continue and say like, I believe that was a moment. I'm going to recognize it was a moment and I'm going to walk the rest of today, tomorrow, forever, knowing that I had that encounter until something changes?
That's actually a great question.
That is a
good
question.
The way you worded it. Yeah, that's really good.
Good.
And I think it's a good question because it can go both ways for people. Mm-hmm. I know of people that it's like they had that God moment and oh my gosh, everything shifted. Like even when it comes down to like what you were, the sin you were living in, like completely gone, never struggle with it ever again.
Right.
And then I know that there's people who they make that decision and it's still a fight. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it has still been a fight.
Yeah.
Like since that's happened, I'm still having to go to therapy every single week. I actually hired a life coach. I have a life coach now. Like even that's something from LA, shout out. Like that's what I'm saying. Like never thought that would happen. And so I've had to be very, very, very intentional about, what I'm saying yes to and what I'm letting in my life in order to still fight that fight of, I've made this decision. I'm inviting God in on it, but I have to wake up every single morning and re-invite him in because day before we all know, like my thoughts still start to go in the wrong direction. So for sure it's been a fight, but I think it can 100% go both ways for people.
Yeah. But you would say yours was like a fight. It's still like a fight.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever had a moment where you like,
oh yeah. I don't know if I told you this, but a couple weeks ago at one of our Friday night flows, which you probably don't know, but when I lost my grandparents, like my grief was like insane. I was very, very close to them. And then like I became a caretaker. So it was like when I lost them, like that purpose for me like was gone. And like I grew up thinking that God would come back before I ever lost them. Like,
yes.
So it was just like insane. And I was down bad, like deep. And we had this woman, she like prophesied over me, and she said that like God allowed her to feel my grief and that he was going to take it away and I would not feel that anymore. And I left that night changed. Like, yes, I still miss them and I think about them every single day, but it's like, it's different. Like, I'm not like depressed. I'm thankful for what I had and like thankful that I, you know, I will see them again.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, things have happened for me, you know, instantaneously, but then there's also things that happened to me 10 years ago that I'm still
working through.
Yep.
And so I think, you know, that doesn't like you were talking about earlier, like that doesn't say that, you know, God is not good, because he is.
Yeah.
It's just something that I'm being prepared for. And I know that, you know, the things that I've walked through and I'm walking through are going to be used for his glory.
Yeah. So.
For sure.
That's good.
What about you?
I feel like I can't feel there's been a time where I've left a atmosphere of worship or a moment with God completely changed. Mm-hmm. Like you said about like a sin, like completely going away, or just like the way that they're living or completely changed, because like I came from a very worldly lifestyle. I talked to you about how like I was not raised in church and all this stuff, but then I kind of slowly integrated in my life from my neighbor and like my brother's teacher. And then when Lexi died, I think when Lexi died, actually that church camp, because I left school and I left soccer for, you know, to pursue my relationship with Christ. But like that was, I think, would be the only moment where I've left and like realized like, okay, there's a calling on my life. Don't know what it is, but I have to fulfill it like with everything in me. Like that's what I need to do, because that's what I'm called to do. But I think like as of recently, I think the most obvious thing would probably be moving back home from Alabama. That's been the thing that's been like the biggest fight, because I fought to stay there. I've talked about this all the time. Like, it's the most current thing that I'm like working through. I fought to stay there. I fought to be in a relationship that I really, really, really wanted to work, and it didn't end up working out. But I think that would be the thing that I would say I have to wake up every day and like continuously have God remind me, like the why moment as to why I took that step and left the state and the relationship. Because I mean, this world and social media for sure, and everyone, we're all human.
Mm-hmm.
I had a moment with God and I like knew the decision and the answer. It was absolutely final in my face. And like, I can still have that moment and then still go back to like my fleshly ways or my own like desires in my heart and think like, did I make the right choice? Did I do the right thing? So like I still to this day, I mean, like yesterday or maybe the day before, like one night I had to invite him into that moment and be like, I need you to remind me why I did what I did and like why you had me do this. And it's not like I'm asking him to,
I have to sneeze.
Tell me why. Bless you.
Bless you.
Ooh, that was good. I could feel that.
That felt good.
Yeah. I love a sneeze.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So rewarding.
They feel good. And then it sucks when you are about to sneeze and it and doesn't come. It's the most frustrating feeling.
Yes, keep going.
Oh, sorry. ADHD. I have to ask him, because it's just like, I don't know. I'm so angry. I don't know why. It's been how many months? I'm still like, I feel like you're in this right now. Like, you just want to be over it. Like, you just want to get over the feelings of like, why did this happen? What am I doing? Like, where am I at? How do they feel? And it's just this constant reminder of like, I don't need to know. I just need to know that you told me to do it.
Yeah.
And when you tell me to do something and I obey, I know that whatever is going to happen, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like it, and I don't even like, I used to think that I have to get through this to be able to be okay, but like, I'm okay now. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that he's helped me realize is like, I still subconsciously will be very careful about what I'm posting on social media. Like, I have TikTok and I have YouTube and this, like what I say, because I'm like, I feel like there's always eyes watching me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just kind of had to step out of that mindset of like, I don't owe anybody anything anymore. I know what God told me. And if I continue to invite him in and allow him to speak to me about what I'm doing right now, none of the other stuff matters, because it's just noise. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the things that I've had to really differentiate was like my own voice in what I think he's trying to tell me versus what he's actually trying to tell me. Because I haven't heard it in a really long time. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever actually had a genuine relationship with God until I came home. Mm-hmm. Because I was dealing with so much stuff in Alabama. Like trying, like you said, like fight or flight.
Yeah.
Like I was just in...
Playing the part.
Yes. Going through the motions. I was in a lot of chaos. Mm-hmm. And it's like not even like I knew I was in chaos. I thought it was real.
Yeah.
And so I think that's also what was scary is like coming back and realizing like... Holy crap, it's like imposter syndrome. Who was I?
Yeah, that you just said you didn't even know it was chaos. Mm-hmm. That's so real. Yeah. Like, I didn't know all these situations that I was in.
Until you were out?
Just how horrible they were until I was out of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And it's freaky almost.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because then I get mad at myself and I'm like, how dare I do that to myself? Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I wouldn't have known.
Well, I get mad at myself that you also just said this because it's like, why am I still upset? Mm-hmm. I'm like, think about it. Like, think about just how horrible that was. Like, God pulled you out of it for a reason.
Yes. And yeah. But also there's a lot of time. There's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of care that went into the things that like your passions and your relationships and your career path or the things that you had envisioned for your life and all of them drastically changing. It's not like it's going to go away immediately just because the situation left. Mm-hmm. Something that, my counselor had told me, because I go to therapy every week, like right when after I came home from the beach vacation, I started going to therapy immediately after the breakup, because I was like, I don't know where I'm going to go, but if I don't go to counseling, someone's going to have to restrain me. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she was like, what do you see yourself? What is that?
I'm a big chapstick girly.
I just heard the zipper and I was like, ooh,
I want to know what that sounded like right now.
Here.
do it again.
Okay, guys, ready? Ready?
I keep forgetting you don't have headphones on.
Yeah, I'm just in the moment.
I keep forgetting. So sorry.
It's okay.
You should...
ASMR.
Maybe you should change your craft. Completely change it. You know what you should do?
Everything.
Besides that...
No!
I'm thinking that you should make a Pinterest board of ASMR.
A Pinterest board of ASMR?
Yeah. Public Pinterest board of ASMR.
We love public Pinterest boards.
Yeah, I think you should do it.
Okay. Bet.
Anyways.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
So, when you were talking about, like, a moment, like, you've, like, felt like a divine where you felt like God called you, I have a moment that I want to share with you that I don't know if I ever talked to you about.
Am I going
to
cry?
Here we go.
No, I don't think so, but...
I'm scared.
No, don't be scared because it's a good thing. On Christmas, Sydney and my family and her family, we got together and we did an outreach and we did a giveaway on Christmas and we gave away backpacks full of things and we served coffee and donuts and it's kind of not... Like, something I'm used to doing it because my family, we do it all the time. But, like, I don't know if that's, like, in your comfort zone. Like,
no, I never do outreach. That was always, like, something I strayed away from.
Yeah. Well, there was, I don't know if you remember, but there was this gentleman that came up. And you said, can I get you coffee or a donut or anything? And he said, no, but you could pray for me. Mm. And in that moment, you prayed over him. And there was, like, a holy boldness that came over you.
Really?
And you prayed for him, and it was so beautiful, and it was so, I could just see, like, life just being from you to him. Mm. Like, it was, like, I don't know, like, when you think of, like, a brain and how, like, the neurons and everything is, like, connected, it was, like, down, in, out. It was, like, crazy.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I've always known that you have a calling on your life, and I've told you that since I met you, but, like... I kind of saw it, and now I'm going to speak to you, because...
Get ready.
We just met.
We just met, but when all of us we have very similar, stories of, like...
Situations.
Sincere heartache and heartbreak, and when you walk through that, and you kind of get, like, angry, and... It's really hard to control your tongue and your temper. Those are the type of people that God uses to speak, because because the people, the ones that can't hold their tongues mm-hmm. are the ones that usually end up preaching. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just like I felt like when we met and when we were sharing our stories, like I could just see how you talk about the Lord and how that will help somebody else someday. Because mm-hmm. even though like I've already like going through these, your words were encouraging to me over something that I've already been encouraged over.
Yeah.
But it just like, you know, so I know that
the passion behind it.
Yeah. And I know that God works like in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
And some connections are God connections.
Yes.
And I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So. I feel like whenever you, I don't even think I finished what I was saying, but yeah. it doesn't even matter because it's not like it. I just like, I feel like whenever you talk, especially this week, we've talked about a lot of stuff. Like we've covered a lot of ground.
Covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like one of the things I kept thinking of was like how on earth, because I thought my situation was hard and it might be hard for me because like I like left and came home to a place of not knowing like, at all. But you like literally went to have been placed in a situation of I don't know. And it's crazy because I feel like even though you said that you woke up every day in January questioning whether you were still going to believe, I feel like you carry this like, but to me, like when I look at you and hear you talk about it, it's like, how could you almost come off as like this, how could I not believe still?
Yeah.
Like, how could I not know that this is for a reason?
Yeah.
And I feel like because you've been through it, it's like, this is going to be even more confirmation, even more fuel to be like, I'm going through this and I know that there's no other option for me but to believe. And that's like the story and that's the faith that I'm going to stick to.
Yeah.
And it's a very like genuine faith, but also like fear for the Lord.
Yeah.
In the most healthiest way.
Yeah. I had so many thoughts when you were saying that. First of all, this one's going to be so off track.
It's okay.
You were talking about how your situation may be hard for you, but like you feel like mine is like really hard.
Mm-hmm.
My girl, Billie Eilish, mm-hmm. she once said in an interview, she was like, if the worst pain that somebody has ever felt is a little scrape on their leg,
mm-hmm.
it hurts like heck.
Mm-hmm.
Like if
yeah.
that's the worst pain that somebody's felt, that's the worst pain they felt.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So sure, I may not have experienced something as hard as Whitney has.
Mm.
You may not have experienced something as hard as I have, not actually saying that's what happened, but like if that was the case, it's still just as hard because it's what's been
right,
hard for
going
you.
On. Yeah. Yeah.
It's personal to you. And I'm glad you said that because I was going to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't ever, I
don't minimize.
Don't minimize.
No, no, no,
I hate
no,
when
no.
people are like, yeah, but you, even one of my closest friends is walking through something horrible right now. I'm always like, but mine doesn't matter because of you. And then she's like, oh my gosh, shut up. Yes,
right.
It does.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then I have to remind myself, if the worst pain somebody's felt is a scratch on their leg, it's the worst pain somebody's felt.
Shout out Billie Eilish. We love
Shout
her.
Shout out Billie yeah. Eilish. What were
Can't
you talking
wait for you
about?
To say this. No, I was just saying it's like really encouraging.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Actually, a few weeks ago, somebody came up to me at a birthday party. and it's somebody that I haven't heard from for a while. And they basically were like, I just want to say, I'm sorry for not reaching out. First of all, and I don't want to be the next person to say, I'm sorry for not reaching out. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and stop you there because nobody else has even said, I'm sorry for reaching out. And so to me,
wow.
that was huge.
Wow.
That person said, I'm sorry, because I was mm-hmm. like, I needed to have somebody apologize, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
And that was almost like even on behalf of everybody else that apologized, and it softened my heart toward everyone in that matter. But he followed that and he said, what you've gone through, this is a pastor talking to me. He
mm-hmm.
literally said, how in the heck are you still following the Lord?
No,
like,
literally.
He was straight up like, I don't know that I would be. Like, how?
Exactly.
Like, after what you've walked through, how are you still following the Lord? And it's exactly what you said. I was like, how can I not? Like,
mm-hmm.
and that was the battle every single day in January was, how can I not? Like I said before, like, he's been with me in this, like, he's in this with me during the grieving and during the heartache and on the other side, too. Like, all this stuff that's been happening that's been coming, like, at it. Been coming to fruition, like, he's in that too. And I think that's
mm-hmm.
what we have to remember is he's in the good and the bad. And
yeah.
I think that's why I've never given up, and I've always just said, how can I not? Somebody, one of my friends, she I don't even know if she's an atheist. Shout out, you know who you are, you'll watch this. Love you to death.
Hello.
But she literally was like, asking me questions, basically trying to challenge my belief. And right. she was like, I guess I need to ask better questions if the only thing that I'm doing by asking these questions is furthering your belief. And I was mm-hmm. like, no, that's just it. Like, it's only going to further my belief because mm-hmm. once it's so strong, like, and I say this all the time, once you know the Lord, you can't not unknow him. Like,
yeah.
sure, you can forget about him and you can choose to forget about him, but you don't. Like, if you yeah. truly have a relationship with the Lord and you know him, you know him. Mm-hmm. So that every day in January when I woke up, like, on that crossroad, like, there was no way I was ever going to go the wrong way because yeah. He's here. He's in my heart. Yeah, he always sure. will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when Lexi passed, there was a couple of, it was June is when I questioned the Lord. I was like, there ain't no way that you just allowed this 15-year-old girl that had a heart of gold. Now it might have been half a heart, but it was a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. Like, never a bad bone, evil, angry feeling in her body just like pass away. Like, mm-hmm. no way. And I don't believe that a God would do that. I don't believe my God would, but it's the same feeling. It was like, I can just remember, like, how could I not believe in him?
Yeah.
Because he's been so good.
Yeah.
And he's surrounded me with this many people, and he's gotten me this far. And even if I don't have the answer, I feel like a lot of the times for myself, like, I get in my head because I'm like, I don't have a legit answer. Like, there's sometimes not an answer for me. It's just a feeling, and I can't explain it other than, like, you just need to feel it for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to go seek it for yourself because, I mean, like, I could... yeah, talk about scripture all day. You know, can I memorize it? No. But I know the feelings that he gives me whenever I know I need it, like the peace, the incredible amount of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone is better than asking for him to take away something or like heal something. It's just knowing even if it doesn't happen, he's going to give me a peace to get through it. And mm-hmm. that's more encouraging to me. And that was what is kind of held me together whenever she had passed and I was walking through it. Cause that's when I started going to church. She died. I lost all my friends. I was severely depressed. I was in therapy. My therapist told me to get out of school, and which is insane. Cause I loved school. I was extremely popular. I was popular. And I played soccer. I was really, really good at it. Like, I had my whole life set up, and it just all came crashing down. Mm-hmm. But, like, in the middle of it, like, what did it matter? I was just like, I can remember talking to my counselor, and she was like, how does this, like, affect you? Like, how does it make you feel? Whenever, like, I was talking about Lexi dying, and I was just like, I just know I'm going to see her again. Like, that's just, like, what I kept saying. And that yeah. was, for someone that was 15 years old, I should mm-hmm. not have been saying that when my right. best friend of, like, almost 8 years had died. I took her to school every day from first grade up until high school till she died. Like, I should have not have been saying, like, I just know I'm going to see her again. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just something, it was just something inside of me that told me, like, yeah, I don't need to worry. I could grieve and I could be sad, but there's no reason for me not to believe that I'm going to mm-hmm. see her again. And she's like, that's just unreal.
Yeah.
And it's just that sure. peace. It's literally just seeking the peace of God, knowing that, yeah, you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's that peace that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, we, in the same vein, like, the bad stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
It doesn't have to. Like,
no.
You know what I mean?
We spend so much of our life trying to figure out why things happen. And I don't think sometimes that we're supposed to know.
Yeah. Even the good things, like all mm-hmm. this stuff that's been happening, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out who, like, connected or how it happened. Okay.
And
like,
now tell us the good things that are happening.
Low-key transitioning.
We have to pivot.
I feel like
Wait, but I have one thing to say before we transition.
Okay, bet.
Okay.
It goes along, like, you saying, like, all the bad things that are happening with all the good things. Like, we don't have to know. That goes along with letting go of the things that have happened to the people. Because we talked about it in the car. You asked me, like,
yeah.
do you still look back or do you still, mm-hmm. like, look at? And I said no, and you're like, really? You never look. And it's like, in that, it's there, the answer is right there. It's literally, sometimes we just aren't supposed to know.
Yeah.
We don't need mm-hmm. to know.
That's
and
good.
I feel like there's my answer when I couldn't explain it in the car. Cause like, I literally couldn't. We were at Swenson. She's like, you never look. I was like, no, I just like, yeah. I don't know what to say. No, yeah. I just can't.
Yeah, and cause I'm in a place where I do, and mm-hmm. I feel like I have to, but then I get really mad and upset when I do. Mm-hmm. So that's
yeah. You're going to get over that.
Yeah.
I think yeah. when you go home,
yeah.
that's going to change for you.
Yeah.
But just know, like, sometimes we don't need to know because yeah. it's not, we aren't involved in it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not
sure.
our place.
Right. Yeah.
Because we have better things.
Praise God.
And these better things are what she's about to talk about
right here. So
transition. Second tried. Second time.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do we do this for a living?
Yes.
Basically. I don't. I'm just a guest.
No, she's incredible.
You're flowing, though. Like, this is a...
It's because she's creative. She's creative, and this is a creative podcast.
She's perfect.
She's absolutely incredible.
No.
Has a Bugatti. She's going to own a Bugatti, and then we're going to drive in the Bugatti because we're going to be in LA with her when she's driving that Bugatti, picking us up from the airport.
Uh-huh.
You see that? You hear that flow? That's the kind of divine flow she has in her life. Take it away.
That was a flow. I know. Holy cow. I will not. I know the gifts that the Lord has given me, and yes. I know that I'm talented, but when people hype me up like that, I'm not going to receive that. But I will receive the Bugatti. Say that.
No. I'll receive it.
I want to say one thing before you go. I think it's okay, you know, it's okay to know that you're good at something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well, because it's from the Lord, it's not me.
And to be confident in that gift.
And that's why it's good to believe that you're good.
You are good.
Yeah.
I know you know Thank that. You. And it's okay to say, I'm good. And she's good. Go.
Thank you, guys. I'll start with the Bugatti. Did I tell you the Bugatti
You
story?
Did. You did, and I got chills.
I'll tell the people the Bugatti story.
That's why you cried.
Yes.
That's why.
All right, let's let the people have it. All right, so long story short, in that time in January, please put that behind this, like while I'm saying the story. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Amazing.
Okay, anyway, so during that month of January when I was like just really angry at the Lord, this lady, Grace Klein, shout out. She is an author in Birmingham and a speaker and a beautiful woman of God. And she, long story short, reached out and sent like a prayer form for me to fill out and asked what she could be praying for me. And I just didn't respond because I just didn't want it.
Yeah.
And I've told her this, and it was a really cool moment and a cool story because she actually asked me to take her headshots and, I'd never met her before. We did briefly because I shot something for her. I shot an event that she was speaking at, and long story short, we don't know each other. Like we'd met briefly at the event, but we didn't know each other. And so I take her headshots, and at the end of the headshots, she's like, I asked you to take these pictures because you see moments that only the Lord sees, and you capture those moments for other people to see. Like she was like, your pictures are incredible. And then she was so honest, and she was like, but I didn't want to hire you because you were over twice the amount as every other photographer in Birmingham. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay, girl, why did you hire me?
So why did you hire me? Basically. And she was like, the Lord put your name on my heart a while ago. And she was like, I don't even know this girl, but praying for this girl, Mary Gates Allen. And she said it would keep her up at night. And one morning she woke up and the Lord said, clear as day, Mary Gates has been given a Bugatti. She had no idea. I don't know if you know what a Bugatti is. She had
Look
no idea what a Bugatti was. So she asked her husband, and long story short, a Bugatti is like the most prized possession anyone could own. It's a very, very, very valuable car, vehicle. I looked into it a lot. They only make 70 a year. They don't even make them in the U.S. because the parts that you have to have in order to make this car, you have to be like hand chosen and appointed to own it. And then you obviously have to drive it differently because of how it's built, the horse and the power, whatever all that those car terms are, whatever. And so long story short, she was like, she prayed about it, obviously sought out the Lord and was like, I don't know if it's the rooms that you're going to be in because of the photos you take or the actual photos you take, but you have a very, very rare gift that the Lord has given to you. It's a Bugatti. Like she was like, you have to walk differently. You have to carry it differently. You have to, you just have to be different and you are different mm-hmm. because of this gift that the Lord has placed on you and placed over your life for you to use. And, so in that, it's been really, really crazy to see what's been happening lately. Like I said, I have a life coach from LA that's just completely changed my life.
That's awesome.
It's been really cool because basically he asked, like, what do you want out of this process? And I said, I just want a better dash. Like, I just want to be better. And he was like, okay, where in scripture do you see the Lord talking about better?
Mm.
And I was like, nowhere. He was like
real.
He was like, but how many times does it say that we are made new? Like, oh, how many times do you see new? How many times do you see that we are made new? Old is gone, new has come, for I am doing a new thing in you in the beginning, like all this
Preach.
Stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, and he said, I don't want a better dash because if your life is crappy right now, we're just going to be making a better, crappy life. And I don't want that. I want a new life. I want a new life for you, a new you, a new version of you. And I was like, all right, let's do this thing. And that is exactly what it's been.
Wow.
Like, new, and like I said, it's still a fight every day, and I have to.
Thing.
It's
that
time to do a new
insane.
Thing. Yeah, and so I've wow. I still have to wake up every morning and like.
That's
God,
the title of this episode.
What a new thing?
A no,
new
that's thing. Crazy yeah. that you said that, and I didn't even like. When you were telling me on the way from home from the airport, it didn't even hit me that the one thing my therapist, because like I'm on like the up of like sad feelings
yeah.
of getting over, you know,
yeah,
things
for sure.
And she was like, what's something? I was like, I just want to be better. Like,
yeah.
I just want to be a better version of myself. I want to be the best version I can be.
Yeah.
And I like that just kind of like gave me just like a revelation. Like, I don't need to be a better version of myself. I need to be a new version of myself.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because I'm like, I'm over the stuff. I'm over my self from Alabama. I don't need to be a better version of Alabama Sydney. Like, I just need to be a better version, like a new version of me.
Yeah, new
like
mercies every morning.
Who I am.
Sheesh. You guys are getting nuggets.
Yeah.
Nuggets.
So, I mean, I guess that's like.
Dipped in the sweet and sour.
If you're here long enough, if you're watching 45 minutes in, we hope that you want to be a new version of yourself.
This is a new podcast.
New podcast.
This is
season episode one of season three.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! It's a new thing. That's the title. I wrote it down.
Yeah. New
hey guys,
thing.
Look at us.
New things are happening.
All right. Keep going with your good things.
Yeah.
New things.
So basically you are waking up every day.
You have a life coach.
New person.
Yeah. Life coach, new person.
You're
new
saying
verses
yes.
every morning. Yes. Saying yes.
Rare,
saying
rare
yes
gift.
To things that right now might not completely flood the bank account, but that I know are going to bring opportunities, one of which being
Maddox
Batson, everybody.
Tears in the river.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, so basically they hit me up a while ago. I say a while ago, it was like right before the release of this song, which was on the 15th. And they were like, can we get you to take our headshots for this cover album. I'll just tell a story. I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah,
so these
yeah.
agents from LA reach out to me and they're like, hey, somebody sent us your website and we've turned down a ton of photographers since seeing your page. We love your work and we love that you're local and we'd absolutely love to work with you. And I was like, holy crap, what? Like,
yeah.
I want to
Is
move to LA. I want to start a life there, a new dash, a new place, a new city. And then this happens out of nowhere. Like, it was crazy. And so, of course, I start looking into this Maddox kid and I'm like, holy
hooked.
Cow, like this is a kid with a gift.
Yes.
Like, and he's using a Bugatti. Like, he has a Bugatti 100%. He is using it. And I just fell in love with him like instantly. Mm. And so that was one of the things, like, I started giving these people more than just to be completely transparent, more than what I was paid for, because I knew that it was something that I needed to say yes to because of who it was, number one. Incredibly talented kid, but also the opportunities that it could bring in the future, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's super important of just looking at things before you say yes, what you're saying yes to. It's just super important. But yeah, this was one of my best yeses by far. Like, even if nothing comes of it at all, like working with him and being able to do this, like work on his, so I took his headshots, took his album cover photo, the cover photo for Tears in the River, did the cover art, did the live recording music video. So I got to spend a ton of time with him and his agent. And oh my gosh, like it was.
And you've
so
just learned a lot
fun.
Already.
Learned so much. Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which would have never happened.
Never.
If you would have said no.
If you would have said no, but also if you would have closed yourself off after the things you've been through.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is, I feel like we talked about a lot, staying open and
not
closing yourself off and being that, like, typical, like, I've been hurt, I'm shutting the doors, I'm locking my heart.
Yeah.
Like, it's extremely important to continuously stay vulnerable because, like, vulnerability is also, like, I feel like a part of the definition of faith.
Yeah. I have two ideas to kind of piggyback off of. One of them is that going back to the conference in LA, I wanted to say no to that so bad because, like I said, that was coming out of January where I was like, I don't even want this. Like, I don't want to go. Forced myself to go, and it completely changed everything. Saying yes to this, I could have let all this stuff going on in my personal life get in the way, but I was like, I can't do that. And that all credit for there, obviously, number one goes to the Lord, but also to my life coach for just being like, just freaking say yes, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's amazing.
And then the second idea and second thing I want to talk about is actually pride. Like, I could have been like, dude, I deserve way more money if I'm going to make your cover art too and do your live recording and this, but no, like, I had to humble myself and be like, this is my beginning too. Like, talking about new things, like, this is my beginning. So I want to give everything that I can. I want to gift these people with my gift because I know that this is a gift. Like, Maddox is a gift.
Yeah.
And so it was, that's what I mean, like, being careful about what you say yes to. This was something that I knew, like, hands down, absolutely, 100% yes.
That is so encouraging.
It is. Inspiring.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. I feel like you're just a walking inspiration.
Literally.
Thank you.
For me, at least.
Thanks. I feel like a new thing has happened this week.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Before we go, I just want to say a big shout out and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because you've quite literally, not even just like my life, but I could say my parents' life too. Like, they've just, they were so hesitant because they're so protective. I don't know why I'm crying. This is so insane. My parents are so protective over me. Like, if you, yeah, you know them. And I guess now you know them. And you've heard their heart.
Yeah, but like, I love them so much.
They're, like, so protective. And for them to, like see them kind of a redeeming, it's just been, like, a redeeming week for a lot of things. Like, redeeming in the sense of friendships, like, people
Alabama.
From there, Alabama. Yeah, just, like, the hurt that they've experienced, the hurt they've seen me walk through. Like, they are so, I know, like, this is just for me to you. Like, they're so thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you. And, like, being able to see you and, like, do your craft, it's, like, inspiring because, like, that's kind of, like, the stuff I want to do.
Yeah.
But it's, like, girl, I got a lot of work to do. But it's just cool watching people, at like, work in the gifts and see, like, you can just tell it's different. You walk different. You, like Whitney said, when you were editing and you thought it was so mundane and easy and you were literally copy
Minute.
And pacing. Yeah. there's just a different air and there's just a different type of way and style that you do it. And it's encouraging and it makes me like want to pack my bag and fly out and live under a bridge in LA just to pursue something because I know that like I'm inspired and I feel like I could do anything.
That's
and
awesome.
It's just really encouraging. So like, even if you feel that this will get you nowhere, this like nothing will come out of it, first of all, there will be fruit.
Yeah.
Second, like, just know that whatever you're doing, because we've talked about this when I was asking about your presets, I was like, is it weird like if people like ask for your stuff? Like, people are inspired by you, whether they ever want to say it or not. Like, people are looking at you, and that can be scary. But I pray that you never let it be scary, because you will change people's lives. And I know that. We talk about because of the things I've been through with people and the names and the name calling and the putting down and feeling like that nobody knows who I am. Everybody's just been told this lie. Everybody's just been manipulated and the situation's completely out of my hands and controlled. Like, same for you, like, truth will be revealed.
Yeah.
Stick to your character. And, you know, God is our redeemer and God will give us our justice.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm really proud of you.
That's incredible. Thank you. It has been an honor to be here. It's honestly humbling. I've loved every minute of this.
Really?
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope you'll figure out that Zoom so I can hop on one of these again.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. And you'll be back. So
you'll be back too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any last words?
I
don't want to make you put on the spot. Like, any last words? Like, say something. I'm just saying.
You don't think I can't fly off the
shut up
the dome?
Shut up.
No, I want to thank you for coming. Mm. And I think that, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, you don't realize the wisdom that you have and the calling that you have. And even though, like, I sometimes feel like I'm okay and I might not reach out, you've poured into me in a way that I didn't know I needed, you know? And I think it's really nice too, because I am also a very closed off person and I don't always say yes to, like, you know, people coming into my life and, like, you know, even like some of her friends that are around here, like, I just don't go, like, but I wanted to be supportive and say yes. And I'm so glad that I did and that I came over and put off my school all week. And I'm so behind.
Hey, when
but it's
win.
Okay. Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I'm catching up.
Right.
But I, you know, I'm just thankful because, like, I've learned so much and I feel like I've healed and I feel like a renewing in my own heart and my, like, drive and ambition has, like, a fire's been ignited.
Yeah.
So
literally,
that's awesome. I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying yes. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's great.
Best yes ever.
Yeah, easiest yes. Thing.
Yeah, easiest yeah. Yes.
I don't know. More importantly, I think what we need to close on, the most important yes, is if you're going to say yes to getting Energy drinks with us and pulling an all-nighter tonight.
I will not pull an all-nighter because I'm 30. And things change when you're 30.
Hey, but hey, this is what we're talking about. You got to think about what you're saying yes to, and that's okay.
Hey, she's that was not a saying yes. Perfect.
But
wow,
I will come and stay till midnight.
Let's go.
Let's do
I
it.
I love that. I
Let's
love that boundary. It. Hey, look, we're also learning to set healthy boundaries.
Yes,
we are.
Yes, yes. And that's really hard for me yes. because I'm us. A people pleaser, and yeah. I want to say like, yeah, I'll do it. But then, yeah. like tomorrow, I have to. People expect me to be on my A game.
Yeah,
and you will be,
and I need to be. So.
Another thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. I know we're
no.
still ending.
No, go on.
Boundaries, a lot of people, especially the people on the other side of them, when you're the one setting them, think that they're a no. Boundaries are a yes. Mm-hmm. And so we can say yes and do it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really important.
Mic
so
drop.
She's saying yes to tonight just with boundaries, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be the best night ever.
Yeah. I know that I'm somebody that needs sleep.
Same. Amen.
And
well, I don't think I ever sleep.
I used to be. I mean, I'm still a little crazy, like... I mean, I might be up until like 3 a.m. and then I go to work at, yeah. I get up at 5.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, I do that a lot, but tomorrow is Madison's last day and I want to be, we're having a party and I want to throw down.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the best way to end this podcast is pulling up Tears in the River and I will end it while it's playing.
I think that's probably the best thing you've said all night. To
I'm
be
so
honest.
Happy.
We love Maddox. We don't even know him, but
no, I feel like I know him.
Yeah.
Because and like since... Just like hearing it and hearing her experiences and
yeah.
everything that's gone on, it's
big things for you, Maddox.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, listen, my parents hate country, and I was listening to my mom today on the couch singing "Tears in the River."
Literally across the, it wasn't even on. And all you hear is "Tears in the River."
Literally. Okay,
right,
so
right,
play
right.
it. Yeah.
Let's hit it.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. First of all, just
banger.
Breathtaking. You can't tell me that's just country. There's something in this. Here we go. We love everyone so much.
Yes.
Go forget it. Real.
Hashtag
forget
real.
Him. That's what we're all doing. You're forgotten.
Yeah, hi. You're forgotten. I could love you better.
Oh, sick.
Tears in the River.
That's right.
Woo! Well, Maddox, we love you so much. Are you good? We love you so much.
We love you,
Have
dude.
The best day ever. Peace.
Woo!